this past week, Barbara Law of King City, Missouri, passed away at the age of 87. I had the honor of knowing her and even interviewing her several years ago. Join me as we take a look back at someone who saw World War II from the side of one of our foes. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Barbara Law was born in Tokyo in 1930. She left the city just after fourth grade as her father was drafted into the army.
They shipped him to China. So we, all family, all went to China just before the war was started. Now they call China, but used to be called Manchuria.
Her father was a doctor. They lived in Manchuria for 5 years. 6 months before the war ended, her father was sent to the Philippines, and the rest of the family moved back to Japan. She did not know if her father had survived.
Japan surrendered, but they didn't want to give up. So they moved to mountain, I guess, the way I heard, that he was hiding for a year in mountain. And Filipino people keep saying that, you know, Doc, is Japan surrendered, you know, you better come out. And they didn't want to give up.
For a year after the war, he used the cover of darkness to help treat villagers in the Philippines.
Village people come out and want to know, Doc, would you come up and see my kids, my sick? So my dad kind of sneaked out in the middle of the night. He survived because they fed him. So that's the only way my dad survived.
He avoided detection by the U.S. troops stationed there. For an entire year, Barbara and her family had no idea if he had survived.
Then all of a sudden, he walked in. I didn't see him first, but my sister. So he was skeleton, of course. His uniform was just hanging. But he just walked in.
There would be changes for Barbara once American soldiers occupied her country. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.